There's been another deadly mass shooting in the United States. A gunman has killed 12 people, including a police officer, after opening fire in a packed country music bar in a city about an hour outside Los Angeles. The lone suspect is a former US Marine and carried out the rampage with a legally purchased handgun. North America correspondent James Glenday reports.
Gunfire echoed through the streets of Thousand Oaks, California, as police raced to the scene of the latest American massacre. Officers believe 28-year-old Ian David Long walked up to the packed Borderline Bar and Grill and shot a security guard before heading inside and attacking the largely young college crowd.
Then this maniac came in and started shooting people for no reason at all. These people have never hurt anybody in their lives, and they're just kids. They're just kids.
This hail of gunfire is thought to be the moment Long was confronted by officers. Sergeant Ron Hellis, a 29-year veteran, had told his wife he loved her before heading in. His boss, County Sheriff Jeff Dean, broke the news of his colleague's death.
Sergeant Hellis died at the... The sergeant passed away at the hospital about an hour ago. The sheriff's sergeant was struck multiple times with gunfire. They found 11 victims that had been killed. The suspect, who we believe was the only suspect, was dead inside.
Amidst the horror, there were stories of heroism. Off-duty police officers reportedly used their bodies to shield a group of young girls. Others helped people through windows so they could escape.
Aside from the first girl who was killed, I saw that happen. And then after, we were just trying to get people to safety and help.
Authorities think Long shot himself. He was a former Marine who had been deployed to Afghanistan. There's no motive yet, but Sheriff Dean says police were called to his house in April and suspected he was suffering mental health problems.
I understand that was part of the discussion when the deputies went out to the call with the crisis team that felt he might be suffering from PTSD, basing that the fact he was a veteran and had been in the Corps.
In the U.S. Capitol, news of the shooting was met with presidential tweets and a proclamation. Donald Trump sent his thoughts to the victims and their families and ordered flags to be flown at half-mast until Saturday. This month is only 8 days old, and yet, according to the Gun Violence Archive website, there have already been 6 mass shootings in the United States. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.